Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. There goes Piniella. The throw from Josephson to second, and Piniella is out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop bunts towards the mound. Butler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Otis moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Oliver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Melton moves to second. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shall takes first base on ball 4. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 2 in the game. Severson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Shall moves to second. 2 outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bill Butler. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is walked intentionally. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to second. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas catches it and throws to first to double up Spence. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-3 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Eli Rodriguez. Jim Campanis pinch hits for Alfitz Morris. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch runs for Jim Campanis. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.